This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories.
Welcome to another episode of the Good Things Jackpot. I'm so flipping excited for today's show. My friend Tlubi Mboya has joined me, but this is the first time I've had her on the Good Things Jackpot, and I feel like I am overly excited. Tlubs and I go way back. We've had a friendship for many, many years. We've done some crazy things together with charities and done some good work, and now this incredible human being, this fantastic South African, a phenomenally talented actress, has featured in a movie called I Am All Girls, which is hard-hitting. It's a tough narrative to approach, and she's done such an incredible job. We're gonna talk about the movie in a second, but I found out this morning that the movie has been featured on Rotten Tomatoes' 30 most popular movies right now across the globe, Clubs, across the flipping globe. How are you?
Brett, you know they say that God can bring blessings through people, and you are one of those people. When you say that we've done some crazy stuff together and narratives, I really have tried, especially over the last year or two, I found that I want to be surrounded by people with like-minded hearts. So it's a privilege to call you my friend, and thank you for loving the movie, and thank you for being my friend.
Oh man, I'm just excited to have you on the show. It goes way back. We've done so many charity things together, but now, while I was busy trying to get through lockdown, you made a whole flipping movie.
Truth be told, Brett, truth be told, you know what? This movie was actually shot 4 years ago, friend.
Wow.
And finished production, finished everything post-production. As you know, the movie, it's not for everybody. It's not everyone's genre. It's not a date night movie. So it's a very particular platform would accept it. But then 4 years ago, we weren't looking on platforms. It was before all COVID hit. We were still thinking of going to the cinemas. Film festivals weren't too sure about it, you know. Sturkey Nichols and the cinemas weren't too sure about it. COVID hit and that was that. And I think, Brett, it landing on Netflix was the perfect timing. It's the perfect platform. And as you can see, it gives us global access. And that's exactly the kind of platform that we need for something and for a genre and a storyline as niche as I Am All Girls.
Okay, so just to give our listeners a little bit of context, I Am All Girls arrived on Netflix on the 14th of May. And it's
correct.
An African movie that tells the chilling story of a sinister human trafficking ring. It's intense to watch. And as far as I understand, Clubs, it's based on a real story, a real crime story from South Africa.
Absolutely. Real life events. Those girls really did go missing, but obviously in protection and respect of the survivors, and most importantly, Brett, their families, we changed the names. But this is fictional craft, but based on real life events that happened in South Africa during the 80s and apartheid days.
What's quite harrowing, I don't want to give too much away in the movie. So
yeah,
you got to keep stuff undercover, because there's certain things that happen. And I was like, whoa, what?
And so, spoiler alert!
So we're not gonna do a spoiler for anybody, but I do want to mention one thing, which is not giving anything away in the movie. You are looking so fit in the movie. There's a scene where you're boxing and you're getting into it. You look like a real boxer in the ring. And I just want to tell you that not only is your acting incredible, but you were looking fantastic in the film as well.
Listen, when I was watching it recently at the premiere, I was like, damn, I don't look like that no more. Damn, who that? You know? I was like, I gotta get my shit together. it's part of the process for me. I can't speak for any other artists, to really fully embody myself. You know, it wasn't like a walk in the park, because I needed the conditioning. I didn't look like that before the movie, but I enjoy the athletic side of things, as you know. So it was a pleasure doing that. And as you can see, I'm so proud of the results, because it made it completely and holistically Ntombi Zonke.
Yeah, no, the movie is phenomenal. And like I said, it's a hard-hitting narrative, but you've brought it to life so beautifully. One of the things, and it's the end screen, there's a stat that is put up onto the screen, and basically it says the US State Department estimates that between 1 million and 500,000 to 700,000 women are trafficked globally every year. More than half of those numbers are children, and less than 1% are ever recovered. It's absolutely harrowing. And I didn't know that the number was so vast.
I didn't know much about human trafficking before four or five years ago when we started this whole journey. And I'm so thankful for that, Brett, because I hope that the work that I continuously do and the work that I has done awakens me, enlightens me, and puts me in a position whereby I'm woke to the injustices of the world that we live in 2021. And Brett, I try to find relevant news about human trafficking every day since the movie, and it's coming through hard and fast. And the 21st of May, what's the date today? The 27th of May, I promise you, I can find a news feed from South Africa about human trafficking. That's how relevant and potent and tragic the situation is in the globe and in South Africa.
So it is a hard-hitting thing, and I've done a bit of work with a friend of mine who, she runs an incredible, I'll call it an initiative, in the States, and she mirrors that in South Africa. It's called Redefining Refuge, and she's helping with trafficking both in South Africa and the USA. And for me,
what's her name?
Natasha Masamento. She's absolutely incredible. Really, really beautiful human. And at the time, I didn't know how bad it was either. And I think when you become part of it, or when you get sucked in somehow, like, she's my friend, so that's how I know about it. But with you, this movie brought this all to light. I must ask, was it a difficult part to play? With the movie being so hard-hitting, with the subject matter being so terrifying and terrible, was this a hard character to get into?
Yeah. You know, work like this, it affects your soul. I gave it my all, as you saw. I based it on a real-life survivor and women's advocate, Griselda Grootboom. And if you look at a YouTube video of her, that was my kind of reference point, which the production gave me, Brit. And I actually couldn't get through the YouTube video. I was bawling. I actually felt sick. I phoned my director. And this is before we started shooting. I'm like, I can't watch anymore. Now that I'm even talking to you about it, I still get I get teared up, because it's trauma. So it was trauma for me playing it. Imagine being it, you know? So I really constantly have to say to myself, imagine walking in Ntombi's shoes, authentically and as a life, as a woman, as a girl child in South Africa. And as you said, the stats are 1%, less than 1% actually make it out. I feel that post the movie, it's also a tribute to women who find themselves in that position, and a message that from me, I can't speak for anybody else, you know my vibe, that I see you and then I believe you, Brett, and I support you, and you have worth in this world, and I validate your pain. And everyone can learn from their pain once the healing process, no matter how long it takes, is complete or semi-complete. We all can learn from this as humanity. We all can learn from these women's stories, you know, and it's survivor stories.
100%. And I want to implore all my listeners, not now, finish the podcast first, and then go and head over to Netflix to watch this movie. It's absolutely fascinating. It's a really good storyline. it pulls you in. I've watched it twice now. And the first time was research for the podcast. And the second time was to sit down and just really get stuck into the movie. So let's move on to the fact that you are currently not just in the top 30 most popular global movies by Rotten Tomatoes, but in the top 50 movies on Netflix globally. You were at the number 2 spot. You're now sitting in 9th place globally. This is epic for South Africa, for South African movies, for artists, for people that are putting their life and soul into their craft. You are up there and you are showcasing South African talent globally. What is this? I mean, what does this mean? Netflix has really changed the game for South African movies.
Netflix has completely torn it apart, and I love it. I am so excited. I think that they were very much aware of the intent of bringing content like I'm All Girls to surprise everybody and to see that they also want to be part of a movement and be pioneers of a space that is not really overflowing with South African creativity. And I Am All Girls, everything there, everyone there is proudly South African. And to be in the top 10, in the top 30 is monogamous, Brett. And it's just a reflection of the kind of work that we can put out there and that we are just as good as our international our counterparts, but our identity is undefiably African, undefiably South African. And that brings me peace and joy and love.
Mm, this, I've got goosebumps thinking about this movie that you've created. I didn't know that it was a couple of years ago, but you've crafted it, you've put it together, you've put it out there, it's on the international stage, it's putting you onto the global stage, and not only that, but it's highlighting how incredible South Africans are. I mean, we've got amazing studios that Hollywood has been using to come and shoot movies here, but for us to be putting movies like this out there, it is huge for the industry, especially now. We're still in the lockdown. COVID is still a reality. There's lots of people who haven't worked in the last year. And to see that we are able to put something so, we can be so proud on the international stage. We can be so proud of a film like this that we're putting onto the international stage. It speaks volumes for where we could go as an industry. And I think it brings a lot of hope to other South African artists, actors, people in the entertainment industry, that they too can make something amazing and put it up onto an international platform like Netflix and get the recognition like you guys are getting now. I just think it's so good, Clubs.
You know what, Brett? I find that we didn't go into it thinking it was going to do this. You know what I mean? When we're busy, you know, shooting, pre-pod, post-pod, all we did was treat this project, and I'm speaking for myself again, as I do all projects, Brett, with especially I Am All Girls because of its sensitivity issues and its trigger warnings. With fragility, Brett, with the utmost of care, respect for the families and the survivors, with grace, and honor and fragility and love.
Mm, that's it. Love. Love. All right, Clubs, I must ask. I don't want to take up too much of your time now that you're this international global actress who's going to be on the red carpets all around the world. I see it happening. I'm putting it out there. Positive.
Maybe you know me. I'll just be the same old Clubby with the huge laughter. You know what I mean? Come on now.
I know. I must ask, what's next? I hate that question. It's the worst question, but it's the one that we need to ask. What's next? You're coming out of COVID. We're still in lockdown. Are there a couple of other movie projects on the horizon? Some TV stuff maybe?
Right. We've all been through a lot over the past 2 years. We've all lost a lot. People, work, mental health, jobs, cars, houses, soul, spirit. What happens next? I just want to wake up tomorrow morning and say, thank you, God, that I've opened my eyes and that I'm breathing. That's all I want in my life. I just want to be thankful for everything, Brett, and be grateful for everything, Brett, and be nourished by the little things, Brett, that, you know, we all took for granted And that's what's next for me, you know. Beyond that, hey, we'll take it as it comes. But that I'm very intentional about. Just to wake up in the morning and breathe is a gift. And I am all for it.
Love that. Love that. I was actually speaking this morning to a very good friend of mine. And we were talking about affirmations, how you wake up in the morning and you positively visualize the day that's going to be ahead of you, and how not only to positively visualize with these affirmations, but to also be grateful. And I think you've hit the nail on the head that we've taken many things for granted in our lives, and the last 400 plus days in South Africa have certainly for me made me more grateful for the little things that are actually the big things. And I think you've hit the nail on the head there, my friend.
Amen. Hallelujah, baby. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. So, Tlubs, I'm gonna let you go. But I want my listeners, guys, you need to go watch this film. It's a great film. And you'll be supporting something that is proudly South African. And also in the number 10, it's in the top 10 movies in the world right now, which I think we can all celebrate. Big round of applause for Tlubs. Yeah. It's been amazing having you on the show. And I want to wish you only good things. And, you know, when there's charity stuff, when we need to work together,
our paths will always cross, my baby.
I know that. I know that. I love always. You. Thank you for spending this time with me. And I want to wish you only good things as well. Cheers, everybody.
I love you, Brett. Thank you so much. Mwah!
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.